This is a HeadGum Original.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. And all things considered, their success is more than fair. Now here's one more effort for only positive motivations, they swear.
Seven.
Another podcast.
Seven.
Each app different from the last.
Seven.
Swiss Army knife of shows. Meet your two emphatic hosts.
Seven.
Yeah. The song amps me up, man.
Implicated, involved in a daily fantasy controversy.
Scandal?
Scandal. A scandal of sorts. I was paying off a player to exit games early, and he was telling me which games he would leave.
You were Shohei Ohtani's
sort of hammer
interpreter, right? Yeah, yes. Okay, I remember.
So
that.
I was this translator from English to Japanese to Hebrew, and he never used me.
You wired yourself large sums of cash.
$4.5 million.
To the tune of 4.5 million.
To the bookie.
Yeah.
In
on
his name.
To the bookie, off the books, actually, I should say.
Off the books, in the bookie, over the table, under the law. And then we are sort of funneling, not unlike beer chugging.
Mm-hmm.
Funnel
butt
to
chugging.
Ass.
You were butt chugging.
So it went me to bookie to Shohei.
Yeah.
And
out the ass. Very good.
But for now, I'm assuming my alter ego. As the host of Segments, a classic podcast, it's me and Jake, and every single episode is a little bit different. I just wanted to reiterate to people because we haven't really gone over the premise in a while.
Right. It is just new show every 10 to 15 minutes to 20. But yeah. We gear shift. We change it up.
Yes, exactly. Exactly right. Do you know how to drive stick?
I think... Yeah, in a do or die situation, I could make the car go. I learned in Iceland whenever it was that we went to Iceland. Was it 2012 or something like that? That was the last. It was basically the first and last. I've done it twice. When we almost did the Ford Fiesta road trip, do you remember we picked up the car and it was a stick shift? And I
yeah, it was branded content.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted us to drive from city to city doing meet/tweet-ups. This was sort of early days of Twitter, so we didn't really know how many people followed us and if they would show up. But the most important part was that we shoot videos driving from city to city in the world's smallest car.
It's not the world's smallest car. That wasn't its claim to fame, right? It was just a
no. That's just what it felt like sedan. When I was in there with four people.
It wasn't. We also did SponCon for Fiat, which actually is a really small car.
Oh, this is different? Because I remember Dave having to drive the Fiat, which was a really small car.
Yeah, that was different. But Dave just drove the Fiat to Boston. I don't think we were in charge of driving. We were like giving it away to somebody.
I see.
We took the train and he drove the Fiat up because it was supposed to be at the show.
But we like showed up and they're like, it's a stick shift. So I hope you guys can do that. And we're like, we can't.
Yeah.
Do that. We don't know.
I think there was like another influencer. The car was like passing hands and it was like in a parking lot in Long Island. We got on the train. We went all the way out there to pick it up. We got there and it was a stick shift. Like, I can't drive this. They never fucking told us.
The most important thing.
Yeah.
I hope you have the secret skill set it takes to drive this car as you pick it up today.
And Jeff Rosenberg knew how. So he drove out there, or he took the train out there. We drove it back home to Connecticut, where I spent the weekend trying to learn to drive a stick shift. And I kind of did, but I was like, I don't have enough. We drove to North Carolina. So I was like, I don't have it to drive to North Carolina. I have
I can maybe go to Vons.
Yeah. And then we'd rented a stick shift in Iceland because it was a lot cheaper. And Jeff knew how to drive it. And I just drove it every once in a while, but I got good by the end.
So I was confident then, but
I was driving it in downtown Reykjavik. I knew how, but now I haven't done it since. So I'm sure I'm not good.
Between that and knowing how to change a tire, I feel like there's a few car things I just don't know how to do.
Yeah. Tire. That one's hard. I definitely don't know how.
I came from a AAA family. It's don't try it yourself. Mm-hmm. Let an expert do it for you.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine me being in a situation where I need to change a tire, but I don't just call someone. I'd have to be out there really, really far.
I definitely have seen somebody change a tire.
Have you been in a car that needed a tire change and you watched someone do it?
Yeah, and it looks pretty simple when someone else who knows what they're doing is doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would love to learn, I guess. But it's one of those things that I'd like to learn just in case, but I still can't imagine a time, even if I knew, that I'd be like, I'll change this myself, because someone else could always do it faster and better.
And there's always the carjacking part, which seems like the really dangerous part, which is lifting a car with a crank.
Right. And you're like, okay, I'm pretty sure it's up there, but one false move and I'm crushed to death.
So it's not really worth me figuring it out.
And I'm already paying for the AAA roadside assistance anyway. Be ashamed not to use it.
Honestly, it's really good to never know how to change a tire.
Yeah, because then
it's a waste of time to change a tire or to even learn how to. Even learn how to do it is a waste. I mean,
look, if you don't have a driver, what are you doing? Okay.
I don't know how to talk. I have an interpreter.
Yeah.
He tells everything for me.
Exactly.
Okay. First segment idea I had was something I feel a little left out about. Everyone in the company is talking about this television show.
Yeah.
And I don't ever know what you guys are talking about. I feel left out. So this segment is called Sell Me This Pen.
Oh, good. All right.
But so the pen is the idea of this show you guys are watching. So sell me on this idea of the show / pen.
Okay. The show is The Traitors. It is on Peacock. And it is a show. You already have Peacock. Hey, you can use my login. Yeah, it's got Peacock, bud.
I rocket moneyed it away.
You remember
I used it to watch a football game 6 months ago and haven't re-upped since.
Exactly. You remember your brush with Mafia, right?
Yeah, when I was accused of trying to ruin the game for
yes, exactly.
I thought playing the game well, operating on a hunch.
So Traitors is very similar to Mafia. The rules are there are, I think it's like 10, whatever it is, 10, 12 people in a castle.
Reality show stars.
Yeah. Not always. There are like different seasons in different, there's like an Australia Traitors and there's a US Traitors where it was like regular people but mixed with some reality stars.
Is it Traitors like I'm trading or Traitors like Benedict Arnold?
Yeah, double crossing, backstabbing. So the premise is Alan Cumming, you know him?
Yeah, people said I used to look like him.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, he's an incredible, incredible host. It's insanely campy. He's always wearing amazing outfits and amazing makeup. He's like going so over the top. But you've got 12 people in this house. I'm just going to say it's 12.
Okay.
The first night, two of them are chosen to be the traitors. It's in Mafia, it's akin to being the killer. Is it in Mafia? The
murderer. Yeah.
Except it's basically Mafia, but it's happening in real time. So
okay.
All 10 of these reality stars, 12 of them, using them interchangeably now, go to sleep for the night, but actually go to sleep. You know, not like in Mafia where everyone shuts their eyes. They all go to bed. The two traitors meet each other for the first time and they decide who to murder, or as Alan Cumming says, murder.
Got it.
Yeah.
So it's actually their meeting. They're not just lifting their heads up while everyone looks down.
Right, exactly. They meet in a different part of the castle and they decide who to eliminate from the game by killing them.
Okay.
The person they murder gets a letter. they leave the castle immediately. The next morning at breakfast, everyone walks in the door except for the person they murdered.
This is Mafia.
Traitors. The traitors are among them. In this game, it's called the Traitors and the Faithful.
Uh-huh. And do they do the voting and say these people should leave and you killed one of your own or you killed the Mafia?
Right, exactly. So they're kind of like, you know, suspecting people. They're like going off in groups and talking about who they think it could be. But then also during the day, they're competing in these challenges.
For immunity.
Physical challenges. Yes, you can find a shield and be immune to that night's murder.
It's like Mafia meets Survivor.
Yeah, and then like you're also winning money in these challenges to go into the overall pot. So I think by the end it was like about almost $200,000 that they were competing for.
And it's entertaining because the people are entertaining, or it's just fun to see them try to kill people off that they're either right or not.
I think it's entertaining because, you know, you just like any reality show, you start to root for certain people. I particularly like this season because there were no like, you know, like some of these reality shows, there's a sob story. You're like, oh, this person's mom is sick. They're trying to get money for their family. And it's like, oh, man, now I have to like root for them. I feel really bad if they lose. This one, everyone's a reality star. So you kind of hate everybody just baseline. So like if somebody gets voted off, you're like, oh, that's fine. They're also not like dead broke. They're just in the reality show circuit.
So you do you have favorites or least favorites? People.
Yes, and it did shift as the show is going. Like sometimes you feel I feel like you're always rooting for the underdog. But there's two I didn't know anybody going into this show except for CT and Trishelle from Real World, which maybe you know as well cuz you were watching Real World back in the day. Do you remember these guys?
Are they from like Seattle or Hawaii or something? I feel like I only watched a few seasons.
CT is from Real World Paris, I believe. And Trishelle is from Real World Vegas.
Oh, wow.
CT, I think, is the most compelling person on TV in the last decade. He's he's so fucking good. He's incredible. So, yeah. And then every single night, they're, you know, debating who the traitors are. They're voting them off. And then getting a reveal if they were traitors or faithful.
What if they get them in two and it's like, we have this whole show of 10 episodes. How do they fill the time?
That is exactly, they cheese the game a little bit. So like after two nights, they still hadn't gotten any traitors, but the traitors are allowed to recruit one more. So then there's three. See. And then I think one of them or two of them got eliminated. There was one more. And then the person was able to recruit another. So basically, anytime you're down to like one, they can recruit somebody. And then by the end, there's one final round table. And then there's a ceremony where everyone that's left in the game is allowed to basically vote until they believe everyone standing there is a faithful. And if they're all faithful, they win. And if there's even one traitor, that traitor wins.
Wow. Okay. So this is like the grand finale.
The grand finale. Go ahead.
I'm going to show you somebody. Tell me if you know this person. Ready?
Okay.
I'm screen sharing.
Oh, yeah. Bergy.
Yeah? Okay. So remember when you won the cameo game?
Yeah.
So this is a cameo from Bergy.
No fucking way. My God. What is he going to say to me? Bergalicious? You got to be kidding me. You better be fucking nice.
Tell me if you could see and hear it as I hit play. Okay. What do you know about this guy, by the way?
He really came into his own on the show. He came in, everybody was kind of like, oh, Bergie is weak. He's a follower. He doesn't really know how to play these games. We're going to walk all over him. But he made some really strong alliances. He won one of the challenges. It really helped out with one of the challenges, like led everybody. It was the cemetery challenge. He was like a fan favorite. He's just a good boy.
All right.
I bet he's going to say something really mean to me now.
This is a cameo. I got you from Bergie. Let's see. If you guys are watching on YouTube, you can watch along. If not, you can hear along. Okay.
Let's go, Jake! What is up? It's Bergie from Love Island Season 5 and The Traitor Season 2. And I got this camera request from Amir because Amir lost a bet. So that freaking sucks, Amir. Jake, congratulations on winning that bet. I'm supposed to give you a pep talk. It's just for fun. And you guys are just friends. So anyways, Amir told me I lost the bet to Jake. And now I owe him a cameo from his favorite reality star, Bergie, who else? And I'm sorry this kind of took so long to get to, but I've been like traveling in Florida and I just got to Chicago. I'm in my hotel room doing absolutely amazing. I did a meet and greet last night and I'm completely hungover, but we are doing some cameos, Jake and Amir. We got it. We're doing them. I hope you guys are having a fantastic day, but I'm here to tell you, Jake.
How are there two more minutes? There are two more minutes to this cameo.
Dungeons and Dragons podcast and being a new father. I think the amazing thing there is being a new father. That is such an exciting time in your life.
He doesn't care about D&D, huh?
The full potential. Like, I'm super excited to be a father one day. Obviously, I do not want a kid right now. I'd be freaking out. But when I'm ready, I'm super excited. And so, Jake-alicious, keep being that amazing father. Be Jake-alicious to your child. I don't know what your child's name is, but be the best Jake-alicious you can be and raise them right. Do whatever you need. I'm having fun on this pep talk, so let's keep it going. I just want to say thank you for being a fan, Jake and Amir, allowing me to be your favorite reality TV star out of all the reality TV stars, especially if you watch Traitors. Like, those are like people on television for 20 years. I was just on television for 3 months and then went to Scotland for a month. And then, you know, I'm only relevant for 4 months. I don't know how much longer this is going to last, but I enjoyed every moment. And Jake, that's what I would give to you. Enjoy every moment. You never know.
Thanks, Bergie.
When things can end, it can end abruptly, it can end over time. But just enjoy the ride. Enjoy being a father. Enjoy being a new father. Keep working that Dungeons and Dragons podcast. That sounds awesome. I never played Dungeons and Dragons, but my brother did all the time in high school and after graduating. Like, he'd have to meet with his friends. And I have no idea how to play Dungeons and Dragons, but I definitely should get into it. I think he talks about, like, Baldur's Gate 3, too. Like, my brother's, like, an awesome nerd in that area, but that's not my cup of tea. But like, I could definitely see myself getting into it, especially as I'm getting older. You know, like, I'm not doing college football anymore and I have a lot of other options out there, so maybe I'll have to give you Dungeon and Dragons podcast a listen to. But anyways, Jake, keep being Jake-alicious. Thank you for letting me be your favorite reality TV star at the moment. But keep on watching TV, I guess. I'm just kidding. Keep enjoying doing what you're doing. Enjoy the ride. And that's my message to you in this pep talk. So let's go, Jake.
Amazing. Amazing. I really thought he was going to insult me. My cheeks hurt from smiling so much. That delighted me.
That was a great cameo ad. Just you loving every second.
It's true. That was a high effort cameo. 2.5 minutes. Yeah. Really good.
Well,
stuff.
I asked, so I wanted to get you a cameo from somebody you loved, and I looked at like sports players from like the Yankees and Red Sox, and they charged like thousands of dollars. And then I remembered the show, so I asked Allie and Katie who of these people would be good, and they both recommended Bergie.
Yeah, Bergie's,
and then they're
really
like,
good.
Also make sure he calls you Jake-alicious. That's why he like remembered halfway through, and then just kept saying it.
That's so funny. Yeah, he definitely was hungover. It was great, great pep talk. Meant a lot to me. It actually really meant a lot to me. I can't wait to show that to Jill.
I think he was just reading a script, really. It wasn't like
it. Wasn't a script. It was off the cuff. He said to keep going with the D&D podcast, and that's really cool to hear.
Were you considering that?
He said, I was going to pack it up. I was going to I was going to call it quits, but Fergie gave me the strength to keep on going. Hell, I was going to run away from the family, but he was impressed that I was a dad, so I guess I'll keep on doing it.
Pretty I like cool. how he's like, my brother's into all that nerdy shit. I guess I should give it a try, too.
Yeah. He's like, oh, that nerdy, that is, he's an awesome nerd. Awesome nerd. Because this is a pep talk. You're an awesome nerd. You're not just a nerd.
He kind of really looks like you a little bit. He's got like the same hair and facial features.
I could see that. I enjoyed that the pep talk included kind of like a nod to death and decay. It's like, enjoy it because, you know, it could end abruptly or it could end over time. Like, yeah, man.
Knocking on his hotel. You said I could stay past noon. I did a late checkout. Doing like reality show junkets in Florida and Chicago.
Yeah, God, living the dream.
All right, that was a good intro to the show and a good intro to Bergie and a good intro to Cameo, really.
Yeah, check it out, man.
Good segment. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It's an all-in-one website platform. For entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online, you know what Squarespace is. We've been talking about them for years now.
It's true. It's true. With good reason. They're legit.
It's the best way to build a professional looking, I don't know, portfolio for yourself or a loved one. Maybe an online store you're looking to hawk some wares.
Yeah, you can earn using Squarespace, folks.
Yes, they even have a new Squarespace AI tool which updates written content on any website. You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. Like, what's available right now, Jake?
Snapplefacts.com. Snapplefacts.
Really?
You have to spell facts, F-A-X.
Yeah. Got
but
it.
It's still...
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's still relevant. It's still good.
It seemed they,
I believe
like
they're still
original
making
original spelling would be
under
taken.
Snapple. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't gotten
Snapple
in a while.
Do they even still sell Snapple? Snapple might be out of business.
No, they have. They're still Snapple. I've seen them around. Yeah.
Okay.
And I bet they still have fax. If you're drinking Snapple and using a fax machine, then goddamn, what an awesome era that you're stuck in. Yeah. So enjoy that.
CryingBrian.com.
Crying Brian?
Not Crying Brian. That's taken. CryingBrian.com.
Brian with a Y or an I?
Either or. Neither nor.
They're both not available. What do you want?
They're
from
both
me?
Emotionally unavailable, but for sale for sure, for the right price, for the best home.
Amazing.
And you could do it all with Squarespace.
Damn right.
What can you do to get the best deal possible? Well, if you head to squarespace.com/segments, you can save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using that coupon code segments.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to give it a shot? You can get a free trial at squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And then when you're ready to launch your show, your website, I should say, you can save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using that code segments.
Gorgeous.
So support them, support us, support yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Thanks.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Your favorite mattress, Jake, you sleep on a Helix.
Damn right. That's damn right.
So you know how comfortable it is. I assume Jill also enjoys her sleeping on a Helix.
I believe, yeah, her and her new boyfriend also sleep on a Helix.
You have a thruple situation or it's two different beds?
No, I just, well, she in... not a divorce, the separation, she got the Helix, but then I was able to get myself a different Helix. So,
well, odds are you have two different Helixes because they offer 20 unique mattresses. So whether does Todd sleep on his side, a stomach Dino, or do they just sort of spoon?
I don't know what kind of sleeper he is. I don't even know how much sleep they're getting or if they're just having a lot of sex or whatever. But my Helix right now, I got a studio apartment in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. There's no better the floor, way to test out a new mattress. So like if Todd wanted to give it a 100-night trial, Helix not only has that, but they also have a 10 to 15 year warranty, which is kind of cool.
He's really smart like that. He often shops for something with a warranty.
He does Taekwondo, right? He's a black belt.
Yeah. He is a black belt. I don't know where he finds the time because he's a doctor.
I wonder how Todd did
on
the Helix sleep quiz, which is just a few simple questions. And then they match your body type with mm-hmm. the perfect mattress for you.
Yeah, well, no, he took the MCAT, so I feel like he probably was able to nail that test.
And the best part is Helix is now offering 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Does Todd listen to the show?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't have time for podcasts, right?
Yeah.
He calls them your little radio shows. How's your little radio shows doing?
Yeah. Right. Did I tell you I have a roommate in the studio? So I have a roommate. Yeah.
Ryan, right?
This guy, Ryan.
Well, you or Ryan or Todd or anybody listening can go to helixsleep.com/segments. That's helixsleep.com/segments. They're offering 30% off. Oh my God, this is their best offer yet, and it won't last long.
Finally, some good news in my life.
And with Helix, your better sleep starts now. So do check them out. Support Jake. He needs it now more than ever.
Thank you.
That's helixsleep.com/segments.
Funny.
And we're back.
Yo.
All right. Next segment. You were thinking we should do some Mad Libs.
That's right. Kind of like I was looking up different road trip games, trying to remember what I used to play as a kid, because it all, it involves fun ways to pass the time that are not super visual, aka perfect for podcasting. And I remember how much me and my family loved Mad Libs. We would play these, I mean, even just like at home at night, like when we weren't on trips. This was just like
all American family joy. Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very like 1960s. Before television, we had to write silly stories to pass the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, can we do the game where we just look for out-of-state license plates and punch each other?
That one did come up as well. Yeah, we can also do punch buggy.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
California.
There's, yeah, all California. Just 3 cars parked in front of your house.
All right, let's do the other one.
All right, so the way it works, obviously, is I wrote a short story with some keywords missing, and you're going
cock.
To fill them in. Nice.
For really adjective.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I do need an adjective. That's the first.
So this one's about your dick.
Come on, man. Come on.
Sorry.
Yeah. Let's just try to keep it PC. Let's have fun.
Yeah.
Dick-like. That's
penile
not...
or whatever.
Penile?
It's like senile, but of a relating to.
Yeah. Is that,
the
I don't
shaft.
Even know if that's, I guess that is an adjective.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Fine. All right, great. It's in there. Really trying to have just a nice, wholesome fun here. I need another adjective.
Okay. Penile is the first one?
Yeah, penile's in there, locked.
Quick. Quick.
Quick. That's good.
Q-U-I-K-K.
Okay.
Quick.
Give me a noun. A noun.
Give me a noun after midnight. How about something fucking wacky as hell?
Yeah, that's the idea of Mad Libs, but you know, don't make
like
it too
a table.
Wacky.
Yeah.
Let's keep it within reason. Table's pretty good.
Yeah. Actually, a table's not that funny now that I think about it. How about a slice of ham?
which
that's
I actually need
really funny.
I need 2. So do you want to do table and slice of ham, or do you want to do slice of ham?
Let's do slice of ham and a taser. And I actually did just see a Nevada plate. So.
Okay. So wait, slice, so we're not doing table. We're doing slice of ham and taser.
And a taser.
All right. Got it. Taser. And I need another adjective.
Slick.
Huh?
Slick.
No, adjective. You said quick last time.
Yeah.
Lick is a verb.
Real flick.
Slick?
Flick.
Slick.
What don't you get?
All right. A profession. Give me a profession.
A pussy doctor. No, but like in actuality, let's do something normal.
Pussy
like
doctor's fine.
Really?
It's going to work.
They have a name. Yeah. An OBGYN.
Yeah. Give me a body part.
Or like a researcher. Oh, body part could be funny.
Yeah, it could be. Just going with a body part.
Like a wet shoulder.
Wet shoulder. That's an adjective, too.
Yeah, but like a really greasy shoulder, basically.
Yeah.
Something real slick.
All right. Oh, verb. Give me a verb.
To grate.
Grate.
G-R-A-T-E. Unless you're calling that verb great.
No, that's good. Great.
Great is good.
Yeah, like grating Parmesan or something. Yeah, give me another profession.
Yeah, I was going to say grating a wet shoulder or something.
Yeah. You don't get to write the story. You just say the words.
Yeah. Imagine if a ham did it, though.
Give me a profession.
I will.
Okay. You already said pussy doctor. It's so...
An internet explorer. What's so hard about
that? That's actually really good. Not just an explorer, an internet explorer. Okay.
Give me a
place. A place.
A porn house. Like a fucking living room that they do porn in.
Okay. Give me a year.
No. How about fucking two? How about fucking 2 AD?
All right, good.
Imagine a year so close to zero, it's two.
Give me a noun.
David.
All right, great. We're done.
It's a proper noun. A real proper. Night.
Okay. So
that was story. Fun.
Yeah.
Next segment.
The end.
You just read them back to me. The story's called Slice of Ham Taser. Wet shoulder grates a table.
There is a coy Jew devil man named Amir Blumenfeld with the tiniest little penile dick you've ever seen.
Yeah, right. It doesn't even make sense.
He thinks his dick is quick, but it is small and gray.
Not really. Well, if I knew that that's what this was about, I would have said huge.
You had no way. His net worth is dwindling. His assets are nay and void. I didn't say any of that.
That was entirely written by you.
The only thing he has going for him is his slice of ham.
Let me do bank account.
And some would say his taser isn't that slick, but the truth is that he is a small gray penis loser that has prospects for the future. Sorry to tell it like it is.
I didn't say any of that. None of that was a blank.
Amir used to be more of a pussy doctor, but now he is a full on has-been loser with a minuscule gray dick and a gray wet shoulder to match. If you see Amir on the street, I would grate the other way. I don't know if gray dicks are contagious, but I doubt Amir was born with one, and he must have caught it from someone. Perhaps it was the internet explorer who he slept with in a porn house back in the summer of 2 AD.
Yeah, that would make sense, actually.
In conclusion, Amir sucks, and you can't convince me otherwise, David.
A lot of that negative stuff was baked into the fabric of the story. There was no not saying look the other way. It was all bad.
Some of it was going to happen for sure.
Exactly. They weren't variabled in there by me.
That's fair.
Although it is funny that I called my penis penile at a certain point. Yeah. We were both just making the same kinds of jokes.
Right. A gray wet shoulder to match is pretty good too.
And that's what you used to do with your family, just sort of make fun of each other like that?
Well, when we played with the family, we'd all go around in a circle. So I would only usually get 1 to 2 words in per story.
Yeah. And I always used to get the adverbs.
Often, yeah, they would often be ass, fart, penis, etc. And I was 25. I have 2 more stories. Do you want to do more?
Let's do one more.
All right. All right. So give me...
This one will be lightning round. Watch how fast I can do it.
Number
8. See?
Yeah. Give me a food.
A cheese. Like, this is like kind of putting me on the
number,
spot.
Number. Give me a number. Yeah.
49 and a half.
Okay.
Okay.
Body part?
Elbow. Now I'm like starting to get nervous because it might be about my great dick.
Still pretty bad. No.
Normal looking dick.
Verb?
To josh. Like to josh somebody.
All right. Now.
Like if this one's about a small dick, I don't necessarily have that. I'm joshing or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. Noun, let's do normal guy or good guy, actually.
Okay. I don't
funny
know
guy.
Where give me another noun?
A cool dude who gets play.
You're adding adjectives.
And like when he goes to a bar,
who gets play? That's like enough. Basic. I've had cool dudes who gets play, but there's nothing more. Place.
Islamabad.
Got to give me another place.
Denver.
Okay, just have to fill that in. Plural noun.
Visors.
Perfect. Amir Blumenfeld is 8 years old, but he looks to be almost 1,000. He is gaunt, waifish, and doesn't have a good diet, mostly subsisting on cheese. He hasn't had sex in 49.5 years, but if he did, it would be bad sex to have because he is so frail that the pumping motion would cause his elbow to turn to dust. I fear that if he had an orgasm, he would josh his funny guy. Amir should probably abstain from even kissing.
He's a cool guy. Funny. Do you use that?
Amir should probably abstain even from kissing because his lips don't seem to get very good blood flow. They are often chapped and on the verge of falling off onto his cool dude who gets play. I wonder why Amir doesn't just go off to Islamabad and live in solitude. Perhaps it is because he is broke and couldn't afford to live in Denver, let alone Islamabad. I would give him the money if I thought he would use it to go away, but he would probably just spend it on visors. The loser. The end.
God, it's the end slash carrot.
Yeah, they can be fun. They can be a lot of fun to have.
This would also be a good Jake and Amir. I'm surprised we haven't done Mad Libs yet.
That's true.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never complain or talk about it to anyone ever.
Very deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Yes. And a masquerade.
But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms, give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh. Love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to BetterHelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Icons. Okay, we are back, and I thought you might enjoy a tarot reading done by
yours truly.
Yes.
Are you certified, or?
I found an online tarot card thing this morning.
Course.
So in a way, and I am a spiritual guy, so I often find meaning in events, people.
Have you ever done tarot?
Yes, I have. My mother did a tarot reading for me when I was 11. I was given the death card.
and it is what it sounds like.
I have done tarot before. I think a friend, like I did, my mom did do tarot readings when we were kids, and I also did one kind of recently when Jeff and his girlfriend came over. She did one.
All right. So you get it.
Okay. So yeah, I get it. So let's first of all choose one of these avenues. I think you should let's pick between a love reading, past, present, and future, or the week ahead.
Got to do the week ahead. Yeah.
Okay. I figured
that one sounds more practical.
Yeah. Okay.
And it is a practicum.
All right. So let's shuffle the card. We're shuffling now. We're shuffling.
That's the key to a good tarot, I think, is the shuffle.
It has to be random. It has to be random.
It has to be me.
These cards are shuffled and we are about to draw. So you can see my cursor. Tell me, we're going to draw 7 cards here.
Okay. Yeah, that one just looks good.
This one?
Yeah.
Or is it that one?
Yeah. Just do 7 in a row from there.
Really?
Really doesn't matter. Yeah.
Okay. That's really interesting.
I mean, if it was a true shuffle, which I trust it to be.
Yeah.
It has to be 7 in a row.
Okay.
The tower inverted.
I see. So this is really interesting. Your first card in the one slot is the page. The page of cups.
Creative That's also possibilities a Mad
Excuse
Libs.
Me. Excuse me.
The page of cups.
The page of cups.
Two unrelated things.
A messenger, creativity, humor, and possibilities. Creative possibilities abound. Explore new ideas and new dimensions of ourselves. Now, new options open everywhere, including spiritually, also a message from far away. How interesting is that then? Excuse me. That we are number one. Trying a new option spiritually on our comedy podcast, humorously trying something new, i.e. tarot, a message from far away. Oh, I wonder where I am. New York City. I wonder where you are. Los Angeles. This is a modern message. This is Zoom. This is the internet. We are going across continent, transcontinental connection here. Okay? That's very interesting and very apropos. I think we can both admit that we are grounded here in a reality where we are both believing wholeheartedly in tarot and the power of these cards. And now that you're on board, why don't we move on to the second card? Excuse me.
Sorry, all your browser, all your bookmarks are porn. They're really distracting. There's different keyword searches, smut zines that you're trying to write.
Yeah, it's your writings. Fanfic smut here. The Six of Pentacles is your sex card, your next card. The Six of Pentacles, generosity, charity, giving, prosperity, and sharing wealth. Assistance comes from generosity and selfless action, a kind soul, a desire to be fair in dealings, a conscious knowledge that roles could be reversed. What does this mean to you?
Because this is happening. It doesn't mean anything.
Really? Because this is happening today. It says Tuesday. We're recording on a Tuesday. You better figure out what it means and fast. Number under two, because there's 7 days in the week, jackass. So yesterday was Monday. Kind of interesting that all that stuff
so
was
telling happening. Me something that already happened. That's yes, not the happened. Future.
It was, well, it was the week ahead. Ideally, we started this yesterday. Tuesday. Look,
the page of cups.
The page of cups is that that was eons ago.
The table of corn.
This is the six of pentacles. This is fair dealings. You have to.
Okay, fine.
Don't say fine. What are you dealing with today? What's on the rest of, what is the first thing you're doing after this Zoom is
probably
over?
Eating lunch.
Okay, and are you splitting lunch with somebody? Are you going to try to offer less at the lunch counter? Are you trying to wheel and deal here somehow?
I'm going to try to barter for a sandwich. I'm going to go to Wax Paper and say, I don't have my credit card on me. Can I exchange a joke or an ad read
That's
on
good.
The show?
A desire to be fair in dealings. And you're generous
with
your jokes.
For an Ira glass. Yeah.
Really great sandwich. All right. Well, that's today. So be on the lookout for dealing fair and true.
Okay.
Now, this is very fascinating. Wednesday, this is tomorrow. This is imminent. This is the Knight of Pentacles. Inverted, by the way, which is actually
meaning?
A pretty big deal in the tarot world, that you can actually take this to mean the opposite, motherfucker. Routine, conservatism, a methodical approach and diligence, a hard worker, unwavering dedication to detail and to getting the job done, get her done, delayed gratification,
and now
a
the
diligent
opposite.
Person, excuse me, who works consistently towards a goal, responsibility, and in the inverted meaning, yes, exactly, to be stuck in the daily grind, to feel trapped by a routine or restrictive approach, a sense of impatience, a rigid person or a perfectionist, almost like you've had enough of this tarot reading. Like you are so steadfast in not believing this to be true that you're not going to change. Now that's rigidness.
Yeah.
Now that's brutal,
yes.
Bud.
These
you don't
are
think
all
this
so
is
vague.
Anything. Yeah, they're all so vague. And you won't believe. But that's actually, that's you feeling stuck in your daily grind. You're immovable. You are being a knight of pentacles inverted at this very moment.
Okay.
Shall we move to Thursday then? If you're not going to fucking finish.
Yes. And if we can do Friday too, let's just wrap it up.
Congratulations, bud. The Page of Wands. Now that's a big fucking deal. That's a BFD.
Why? I already had the Page of
Thursday?
Cups.
I'd rather see that on a Friday, but that's enthusiasm, exploration, discovery, and free spirit.
Okay.
Enthusiasm for new ideas is indicated and a desire to embark upon adventures of discovery. Creative solutions are born, a yearning for freedom and travel. Let's talk about this. You have any travel coming up?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to New York in May.
That's kind of interesting. I bet you're going to be booking some
yearning
Thursday,
by any chance.
Yeah. Freedom travel. Are you excited to come here? What are you planning your honeymoon anytime soon?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I can appreciate that you're not that enthusiastic today because, again, it is Tuesday and you're only feeling the six of pentacles and you're trying to be just in your dealings. So you're being even-handed with me and not trying to tip your hand, which I do appreciate. But you just wait till Thursday and you are going to feel Bonnie and Mary. I'll tell you what.
Blythe and Bonnie.
Blythe and Bonnie. Yes, indeed. Okay.
Ends well yet style.
Let's move on to Friday.
You
AKA
gasp and start crying. Oh, no. This is bad. This is really bad.
No, this is great. The magician, though inverted.
I think you're just holding it backwards. Flip it upside
down. Well, I'm not
down.
Doing anything. That's the that's the tarot deck. That's God herself.
So
that's
just
mastery,
read the inverted
skill, concentration,
meaning. Don't make
and
me do the opposites.
Okay. The skill may be there, but execution and follow through are weak. Okay? That's what it's saying.
It's trolling
the tarot,
me.
The tarot and I agree that you're kind of a low-key piece of shit, lazy-ass wannabe poser. Yes, yeah. The tarot read my Mad Libs and it agrees. Overconfidence or carelessness may actually lead to sloppiness, Blumenfeld. So you better get your head out of your ass. A failure to leverage one's best skills. What happens on Friday? Let's talk about what you're doing on Friday. Because you are going to have to, you're going to have to buckle down. You're going to have to buckle.
Yeah. I think we're doing like an office tour for people who are in town for a podcast festival on Friday.
Oh, all right. So you, I can see you kind of being lackadaisical about that. You've got your overconfidence. This is your office. This is your network. Oh, come on in. It's cool. It's casual. But actually, you have to dial in and you have to impress people. You have to be on your toes and you have to be going at 100%. I don't think so. That's that magician pulling a trick on you. You have to be going at 110%. Okay. Don't take a sip of coffee while I'm speaking to you. Do not do that again.
It's like, hell do you care?
It's like I'm boring you or something. And you need you need a sweet distraction. It's almost like you don't believe tarot is fucking real.
And it's because you ask me what I'm doing and you back into the explanation. I didn't say the Friday tour thing. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have to ask you what's going on so we can apply the tarot. It's not like I'm saying what you have to be aware of, and then you're telling me what you're doing, and I'm saying, oh, well, this is what the tarot might say in that given situation.
I can
not
have a sip.
Half-ass this.
I can have a sip.
See, now you're hung up on this one weird thing that I said, like when I didn't want you to drink.
I'm actually the page of cups, so I'm allowed to do whatever the fuck I want with this thing.
Yeah. I see that you're trying to bargain with me because it is Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. On a Tuesday.
Look at you with your dealing with me. I see that. You're negotiating. Just like the card said.
Saturday.
Saturday is the Queen of Wands, bitch.
Yes, it's the Queen of Wands,
and it is inverted. Exactly.
Everything's
right.
Inverted. I think you're holding your computer upside down.
Social adeptness and determination. Wow. And the inverted meaning? Excuse me. The inverted meaning.
Now you got me saying it.
The inverted reaming is socializing and connections come easily, but they may not be the true source of power. Do you understand that? Or did that go
stick
over
a wand
head?
Up your ass.
True
you
power
are the Queen of Wands.
Comes from within, an introverted time for an extrovert.
That means nothing.
Now, well, you might make a connection, don't you think, at this Friday tour. And you might think that that connection came easy, that you were social and that you made a new friend. But remember, that friendship, this access that you might get from handshaking the right guy, oh, you're in marketing at Apple? Oh, you're on the buying side at Spotify? Do you do ad placement for AG1? Let's get coffee. Let's keep this conversation going. Yeah, you know, I like basketball too. Why don't we go to a game sometime? You think that that relationship is the source of power, but you are mistaken. I wish you would remember what you might learn from the Six of Pentacles on a Tuesday and be a little more just with your dealings and a little more generous and not so opportunistic, because the true source of power,
Zoom's about to die. You have to let me go.
The true source of power comes from within. It comes from within.
Fine.
Now let's go to Sunday.
Let's go to Sunday, yeah.
That is inverted, and it is the tower.
Everything's been inverted.
We're talking about chaos. Inverted. Upheaval, sudden change, and yes, revelation.
Yes, fine.
This is a time of internal transformation and change, creative destruction, opportunity from chaos, okay? Also, put aside ego and superficiality and be honest with oneself. Now, what does that mean to you? What are you doing on Sunday? Are you playing basketball? Are you getting brunch with anybody?
Probably. My microphone died, by the way. We're on to just the video audio at this point. So yeah, I am playing basketball. Go with that.
Yeah. Do you not even
didn't
realize?
See that coming, did you?
Well, no, I actually did, because that's chaotic. That is upheaval and that is sudden change, aka the tower, aka your Sunday, aka inverted. But I see an opportunity with this chaos. Do you not?
I do not.
It's that we get to end the show.
Yeah.
And that is the power of tarot, namaste. And
that will be
another cameo from Berkey. That will cost you. Yes. No. Yes. I did not do that for free. I did not read your card for free. That's burgy. That's burgalicious.
There was a few other people on the traders. Maybe I could save them for a rainy day.
CT, that would be huge. That's all I want in my life. Also, John would be pretty amazing.
All right, that's it. That's our episode. I'm definitely out of time. You guys are probably out of time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching if you are.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you can watch more of us over at patreon.com/JA. We've only been doing it for 5 or 6 years now. So
yeah,
there's a lot of content behind that paywall.
That's correct. And until then, we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Later.
That was a HeadGum Original.